Essayist S. Pearl Sharp sees herself as an artist and activist. Over the Labor Day holiday, she was reminded of the event that first gave her the idea that combining art with activism is not only possible, but necessary. The event was a concert in Peekskill, New York, in 1949. She looks back at the historic performances and what they meant to her.
Drop your jaw. Don't have a stiff one. Let it move.
Unmasked masquerade.
Do it again.
Unmasked.
Hope Boy is a very patient woman. That's me taking a voice class with her at her California home overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Petite and still the passionate activist, she has just celebrated her 85th birthday. She makes me lie on the floor to do the vocal exercises, to open up my back for the breath. From a portrait hanging above the piano, the great singer Paul Robeson is either encouraging me or grimacing. I'm not sure which. He actually helped shape Hope Foy's life.
I met him when I was in 10th grade on the train. He gave a concert sometime after that, and he spoke, and he talked about what was going on in our country, and he sang these wonderful militant songs, and I said, that's the kind of artist I want to be, that's the kind I'm going to be.
She couldn't know then that she would share the stage with Robeson at one of the most infamous concerts in U.S. history. That concert was scheduled for the end of August 1949 in Peekskill, a small town 40 miles north of New York City. The Cold War was in full swing, anti-communist sentiment was raging, and Robeson had become the bullseye in Get the Commie target practice. So it's not surprising that certain veterans organizations and the Ku Klux Klan, yeah, they were up north too, objected to everything about the concert. That afternoon, they blocked the entrance to the grounds, burned all of the music, then physically attacked hundreds of arriving visitors. The artist felt it was important to come back strong and quickly. So 1 week later, on Labor Day 1949, 25,000 people crowded into a large meadow just outside Peekskill. This time, they were protected by more than 2,000 trade unionist and uniformed veterans who encircled the grounds and the stage.
Freedom! Oh, freedom!
They heard songs of protest, struggle, and peace from Robeson, Miss Foy, folk singer Pete Seeger, and others.
And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home.
I met a Negro soldier coming from the war. I asked that Negro soldier what he'd been fighting for.
Miss Foy is trying to remember which song she sang that afternoon 57 years ago, but she's pretty certain she sang Now, Right Now, having performed it at rallies from Harlem to Madison Square Garden.
Me, I took a vow. I was fighting for my freedom, and I want it now, right now.
At the concert, the headline artist was Paul Robeson.
We got into cars and we drove out of the picnic grounds. And they were throwing stones at the buses, throwing stones. I mean, they were lined up, and the police were forcing our cars to go through that lineup on the road. And there were trucks with young skinhead types throwing boulders down into the cars. Huge, huge hunks of stone.
Heads bashed in, cars overturned, people dragged out of them and beaten. A mob is an interesting animal. One Peekskill resident recalled later that the barber who had cut his children's hair for 16 years had helped to organize the stoning. Another resident realized that his faithful and polite paperboy had been part of the vicious mob. Some of Peekskill's survivors still carry the physical scars: a lost eye, a fractured skull, a disfigured face, and the memory. I want to remember Peekskill. As I watch the drama unfolding today around the questions of who is and who is not patriotic, what is free speech and what is subversive thought, or when I see the valuable artists like Harry Belafonte or Danny Glover being punished, economically or personally, for speaking out, I remember Peekskill. Why is the artist so dangerous? Outspoken author and social critic James Baldwin said, "The purpose of art is to lay bare the questions that have been hidden by the answers." Hope Foy says,
It's because the artists have messages and the people receive them and get information. They have no better way. So that an artist who has a message is of tremendous value, and they would love to stop us. I include myself because I'm training other people to carry on where I left off.
In the months after Peekskill, most of the artists involved in the concert were called before the government regarding their political activities. It resulted in them being blacklisted, denied the ability to earn a living as artists here in the U.S.
Why do they take my passport away? They have said so. They put it in a brief.
Robeson's career and his health suffered, but he was not silenced.
They said that for many years I have been struggling for the independence of the colonial peoples of Africa, and that is meddling in the foreign affairs of the United States government. Now, that's just too bad, because I'm going to have to continue to meddle.
Thank you, Paul and Pope, and the hundreds of other artists who knew they were jeopardizing their careers, but still chose to speak out or sing out against injustice. Sometimes we artists need to be reminded about our power and our purpose, about the cost of speaking out versus the cost of being silent. Hope Foy reminds me to remember Peekskill.
S. Pearl Sharp is a writer, actress, and filmmaker living in Los Angeles.
Will bayonets be bristling and bullets do the whistling?